Taylor Watch.
I knew that was gonna get fucked up. I knew it.
It was like close though. I feel like if we tried for a really long time, we could definitely do it.
We could have lined it up a little bit.
We could have lined it up. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. We are looking a little different today because poor Gia got screwed. Trying to get onto her plane this morning out of Chicago. Had a lovely weekend in Chicago, which I am anxious to hear about in general. But what happened this morning? I mean, you were texting me telling me that you were about to miss your flight because of some traffic bullshit. And if I were in your situation, I would have blown a fucking gasket. Like, that amount of stress in that time. So I commend you for being seeming level-headed about it at the very
least.
Thank
you. I was surprisingly very calm about it. I guess I don't really know why, because I mean, like, I knew we'd be fine. Like, I'd just come here and we can record here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I was literally 10 minutes away from the airport. Mm-mm. We get stuck in traffic and the like ETA thing goes up to 45 minutes.
No, because I would have freaked the fuck out. I would have been like, I don't know what I would have done. I was really upset.
It was relatively seamless for the most part. So it was fine. Like, I didn't have to pay to change my flight or anything. Like, obviously,
oh, that's
that'd be
good,
crazy.
At least. Yeah.
But, yeah, and then I...
Oh,
just
so
was,
what did you
it
do?
Just
did
was
you,
a
like,
pain in the butt.
Did you, like, call them up and be like, hey, I'm currently stuck in this like, protester traffic and I can't get in there. Can I change my flight for free?
Yeah.
Or did you go in?
I thought that it was going to be a nightmare because you know how airlines are, like, when
I thought you were about to deal with a nightmare as well.
And it was very quick. I did like the JetBlue chat and I was like, hey, I'm stuck in this traffic. Like, I'm going to miss my flight. And they're like,
wow, major
good.
Shouts
like,
to JetBlue chat. Then.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Damn. Okay. That's wonderful. So when do you come back? Are you flying
tomorrow
back tonight
morning.
Or tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Oh,
there's
fabulous.
No JetBlue
an
flights.
Extra night.
Yeah. Damn. That is, I know. One more day with the homies, so.
Fabulous.
Not
fabulous.
That bad.
And how was the weekend? I saw you were at the zoo. I saw you are hanging out with our girl Madeline. How is she doing? Have we taken care of her?
Yes, we were taking care of her.
Good.
She's doing good. Kelly so graciously gave us some money for shots.
I did.
So we were partying all night.
I had FOMO from afar, and I had to do my part.
Yeah, she said this is the first weekend that she's gotten drunk in a while. So I was like, you know what?
Hell yeah.
I'm glad I could be that stepping stool that you
have
needed.
Have to be. Yeah. That's the only way. It's the only way through anything sometimes is just to get drunk with your friends on the weekend and feel good about it. We love
that. It was unbelievably fun. We had a great weekend. The weather was amazing. The vibes were high.
Hell yeah.
It just, good times.
Let's go. I had a good weekend too. I didn't leave my house, but it was one of those times where like I had nothing to do. And so it felt even better. And I did like get some things done in my house, but really I just like laid on my fucking ass and like I made myself a little meal.
Was it really gross there?
Yes and no. There were like half of the days were sunny but chilly, and then half the days were like rainy and miserable. Like it was very much like both. But but it was just lovely laying around. Yesterday was beautiful. Yesterday was a really nice day. So I had the windows open. I still did nothing, but I had the windows open. I'm going to take a walk after we're done with this because it's so, so stunning outside. There's just no way that I couldn't possibly. So
get your steps in, girl.
Gotta get my steps in, gotta get that sunshine. We're turning this ship around, girlfriend. You know how it is.
Yes.
You know who else stepped out this weekend? In a
Our
big
girl.
Way. Our girl. Can
In
you
the biggest
fucking
way.
Believe, G? I really cannot believe that she ended up at Coachella. And we'll get into it. But I think first we need to talk about... Oh. I wonder. I'm not even looking at the time right now. Is it time for our... For puzzle solving?
Oh, the third word is this.
Oh, I didn't even see it yet. Okay, okay. This. All right. So, huge week. I'm getting jumbled in my words. I wrote a list so I wouldn't get jumbled, but here I am getting jumbled, of course. Huge week for us. Friday, obviously, is the day. Midnight on Thursday, the Tortured Poets Department comes out. We are just over the moon. So fucking excited. Like,
excited.
I'm like, sick to my stomach. I'm so excited, you know? Like, one of those vibes. And I'm just dying about it. So I cannot wait. And with the lead up to it, we're not, we still... Outside of Coachella, which we'll talk about, we haven't really seen Taylor do anything promo-wise except for some, like, fun, silly games online. And currently, with Apple Music, we have Taylor will pick a song, and she's putting random uppercase letters in them, and we gotta, decode them and whatever. And so far, we have Hereby Conduct This. Mm-hmm. That right? Okay. So, and I think we all know what's coming here. Hereby Conduct This Meeting, you know, it's probably gonna be something like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. It seemed, someone tweeted, like, it seems like she's kind of, like, presenting evidence to the court.
Yep.
Or something like that. Like,
big time.
Like, the album is kind of, like, I don't know if that's true or
no,
not.
No, I saw that, too. I forgot if you sent that to me or not, but I saw that, too, and it was something like, yeah, she's presenting her evidence like she's in court. Like, we're all about to go to court, and she's, you know, she's going to be, she's the lawyer, she's the chairman, she's this, she's that, and we're going to, you know, this man's on trial, it sounds like. But another thing that happened to me in the midst of all this, you know, we've got, we're decoding, we've got letters, numbers, writing, whatever. I almost bought a typewriter last night.
I was looking at your tweets.
And I'm still thinking about it.
But I
decided to wait.
I was interested in what the outcome was going to come with this.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of thing where you buy it and you literally use it once.
I know. So I had the self-control to stop myself from buying one off Amazon, which would have been a mistake. I did a little research into typewriters, and they actually are very cool. And there's a lot of really old ones that are vintage and neat on Etsy and whatever. So I foresee myself owning a typewriter one day, if not just for show.
I was going
to
say.
Maybe this week doesn't have to be the week. Like, maybe I can just chill out. Maybe I can test one out. I've never even written on a typewriter before. But it does sound nice. The way that they're like, that they, you know, market these, they're like, a way to unplug and just write from your heart. Like, it's all, I'm like, that's exactly what I need. Like, shit like that. So they're really marketing to the right bitch.
I mean, I feel like when you type on a typewriter, like, you just instantly become like, like a poet,
Ernest
Emily
Hemingway.
Dickinson on that shit. Except you can't backspace.
Can't backspace. You got to do a lot of white out and then go in and fix it, whatever. But
way
I,
too tedious.
I envision myself like sitting, you know, at a desk in front of my window overlooking the street that I live on and just being like, I built it all up in my head. And then I ultimately decided this is not, this could be a real purchase. It doesn't have to be an impulse purchase. So I freed myself from that,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself. But in addition to impulses, I think that we can't talk about Coachella this weekend without talking about the anniversary of Bleachella, Taylor Swift, her first time at Coachella, when she had bleach blonde hair, which was also, I think, an impulse to cut her hair off and dye bleach blonde, because nobody does that when they're not going through a crisis.
Yes, totally. You could tell that, like, her and... Not that they're, I don't know what the timeline of her and Calvin Harris's relationship was looking at like then, but like I feel like whenever a girl makes a dramatic hair change, you know that she's
going through it. And especially for her, like her hair is so iconic in so many ways, like her bangs, this, that, whatever. If you want to make a change like that, you don't want to be yourself. And I feel like that's, I mean, whenever I make a hair change, that's massive like that. I do that. Also, G, I know you can't tell because you're on Zoom, but I did get highlights on Friday.
Ooh.
So my hair is new, and you can compliment it when you're back. But I know that you just couldn't see it.
Well, your
That's
hair looks amazing, fabulous as always.
Thank you. But yeah, so those who were so shocked this weekend to see Taylor Swift at Coachella, myself included, shouldn't have been as shocked as we were, because she's been there before and she's done this. She's been in the pit before. She's done these things. I think the surprise mostly comes from the fact that she's 10 times more famous now than she was in 2017. Like,
that's
just
what I was
call a spade a spade, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like, I mean, we talked about this last time, like, her Spotify monthly listeners went up like 20 times in the span of like a year or something, or like 2 years, whatever.
Yeah.
The fact that she's at the global popularity that she's at right now, and she could still go to Coachella, was actually mind-blowing to me. Like, I really did not think she was going to go. If anything, I thought maybe she would be backstage. But seeing her out there, but then again with the Bleachella, like, I was watching old videos and it kind of was like jogging my memory, like, she did the same thing back then than she did then. I think people forget that, like, she liked, before she met Joe, she liked to go out, she liked to party, she liked to have fun, like, I kind of forgot about that part of her because we haven't seen it for so long, I guess.
Right, exactly. People are so shocked about it. But our girl loves a vodka cran. She loves a DJ. She loves dancing in a crowd. She loves to put on a backwards hat and dance the night away. First of all, so many things transpired at this Coachella. I can't even, like,
I know.
I can't wrap my head around a lot of it. It's hard to process. First, obviously, we had the first clips that we were seeing were Taylor and Travis backstage at the Bleachers set with Jack Antonoff performing, which, in my opinion, was like the only thing that she would have gone there for. Because I was like, all right, she might go support Jack. Like, that's whatever. Her being backstage didn't surprise me. I was like, there's no way she can even go in front, especially at a Jack show. Like, I'm sure there's too many Swifties in the audience to begin with. Like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I thought all that, whatever. I, at that point, almost, like, logged off for the night. I was rewatching Bridgerton all weekend, so I was, like, you know, living that life. And I was like, oh, good, our girl is having a nice night backstage at Coachella. Next thing I know, she's in the pit at Ice Spice, and Ice Spice is shouting her out. Shout out Taylor motherfucking Swift.
Best, yeah, that, great that audio for us. So great.
Yep, great audio for us. And then plays Karma, whole thing's going on, and Taylor's just right in the middle of it all. And again, just with her boyfriend backpack bodyguard Travis. And that's
I don't think she was in the pit. She was in like the VIP.
No,
pit,
she's
right?
in like the artist section.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay,
I do think that there were.
But I mean, like, it's still super crowded by people. Like,
for
all
sure.
Over.
There were also like influencers and stuff in there. Like, it wasn't just, you know, to be honest, Gia, I bet we could have probably gotten in an artist thing at Coachella.
Did you see Jake Shane?
Yes. And I want to give a shout out to Jake Shane because he reacted in the exact way that I think both of us would have reacted to that situation. Like, oh my God, she's right there. She's inches from me, but there's no way that I can interrupt like this moment for her. Like, there's just no way. And I would just be so nervous. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way. The video of his friend like trying to like push him towards her a little bit.
Yeah,
he's just like, no.
And he's like, no, stop. No, I can't.
It's exact. And someone said on Twitter, they're like, that's how you know Jake Shane is like a real Swifty, because he like actually like seemed like so scared. Like, he literally looked like he was going to throw the fuck up. And
absolutely.
I would have been the same exact way.
Exact way. And also just like the internal struggle of, is me saying hi to her, like me feeling that worth taking away from her moment? Like, I don't know what I wouldn't have. I probably would have just looked from afar and been like, holy shit. And then hoped maybe like the sea of people would have accidentally pushed me into the two of them to the point where they would have been like, oh, sorry, that's our fault. You know, and I would have been like, no,
like,
actually,
okay.
you're a god and goddess on earth and I am nothing. Please. Like, it just would have been, oh, God, it's so crazy. I think that. I think really a few things were the talk of the night. Her New Heights hat. New Heights featuring with Jason and Travis Kelce, I think is what it says on the bottom. Super
cute. I love
it
so much.
She flipped it backwards halfway through. Everybody's freaking the fuck out over that. Everybody loved a little hat flip by her.
It's so crazy how she can literally just wear a backwards hat and everyone sharks.
It's headline news. It's headline news. It's like, oh my God, she's wearing, oh my God, she flipped it backwards. It's headline news. Like, the amount of times I've seen the video of her flipping that hat backwards is like borderline perverted. Like, I just feel like everyone is sharing that video. It's insane.
Yeah, that video is hilarious. And also, like, everyone's saying, like, this confirms Gaylor because she's wearing a backwards hat.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
It's just so
the Gaylors
dumb.
Are so gagged this weekend. The Gaylors are so gagged. They don't know what to do with themselves because these two are so in love. So in love to the point that Travis is, like, lifting her up to see over the crowd like fucking Simba. Gia,
when I saw that video, I screamed at the top of my lungs.
No, of course. Of course. Like, it's just, first of all, well, as we're tall girls, we're big girls. We know that it's impossible to feel small. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And he made the impossible possible. And she was just a tiny little girl getting lifted up over the
so
fucking
cute.
Crowd. Also, I have to say, who is Dom Dalla and how is he like the most relevant artist in the world right now?
Wait, do you know Dom Dalla? You don't know Dom Dalla?
No, I don't know anything. You know, I don't know DJ bullshit. Like, I know nothing about any of those things. Like, I know, I don't even know what the extent of my knowledge is at this point, but I don't, you know, I'm not up on it like I used to be because I've devoted my life to Taylor Swift now. So, but now it sounds like Dom Dalla is somebody I have to keep an eye out for because they were there the whole time.
I think if you heard some of his songs, you would totally recognize him.
Okay.
He has some huge, huge hits, but
Got it.
I mean, he's been a huge DJ since I was like in college. He's like literally the only DJ I still like. I saw him at Marquee in New York and he is sick.
Oh God,
he's
Marquee.
So fun. But when I saw that Taylor Swift was at a Dom Dalla set, I was like, in what world does Taylor Swift like house music? But she was, it seemed like she was having such a great time. Travis and Dom Dalla are
very close friends, right?
Okay.
Yes. Also, too, house music, just not my thing. Like, I couldn't name one, you know what I mean? Like, if you name some basic, like club people.
Yeah.
I would maybe recognize a few, but I don't know. Like, what is, does David Guetta house music technically? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe I know. I know him.
Yeah.
I know Kygo.
Like, John Summit, I think, is house music. Chris Lake.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
I used to be in a huge, huge house music
phase. Yeah, you were in it.
Yeah, big
time.
You
were in it pretty good, like, a couple years ago, right? I remember you were, like, always at a show or whatever.
And now I just have no interest in it at all. Like, I think, I still think the music's fun, but I haven't been to, like, a set or a club or a DJ or anything in so long.
It was shocking
to see
Brooklyn
her.
Mirage, you know? Gia, while you've been gone, I've been worrying about my skin. I have been concerned, and I've been looking for a dermatologist. I went to a dermatologist a couple weeks ago. I didn't really like it, and I need to find a new one that's in my network and everything. And so I'm having a hard time. But then I just remembered ZocDoc.
Duh.
And I have no worry in the world anymore. ZocDoc is always there. Both of us use ZocDoc. We're obsessed with it, especially if you live in a major city. It is so easy to find doctors in your area, to find doctors in your network. It's just any kind of doctor you're looking for, they will be on ZocDoc. It's so, so easy. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's so quick, especially in a place like New York City where, you know, wait times for certain places could be months. It's ridiculous. But if you go to ZocDoc.com/Keegs and download the ZocDoc app for free, then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Keegs, ZocDoc.com/Keegs. That's it. And I'm telling you, like, it really is so easy. My entire doctor history is based off ZocDoc. Like, I was using it before I even worked at Barstool. I was using it when I first moved to New York. Like, early days of ZocDoc. Like, it's always been consistent, always been fabulous. So if you're looking for a doctor, go ahead to it. ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Keegs. Yeah, it is shocking to see her enjoying herself at a just in that setting, because we haven't in a long time. And I think even when we saw her at Coachella the first time, she was in, like, the pit or whatever artist area for Calvin, right? Like, that was, she only was there for Calvin. Like, I don't think that she was, like, you know, taking in the sights and going to see other artists. But I do think that it's interesting to see. And she, you know, she's having a good time. She's dancing. She's drinking her cranberry vodkas. She's got Ice Spice next to her blowing weed in her face. Fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
I know. I feel bad for them that they can't smoke weed.
I feel that too. I feel so bad. Because, I mean, Ice Spice basically had it in her hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was holding it so close to Taylor's face that I was like, just take a puff, Tay. Like, just do it. But I am also dying, and I would like to give a shout out to Ice Spice, who I think, like, I'm perpetually, like, Ice Spice gives us nothing. Like, she just, like, I don't dislike her music. I think her music is fine. But her face is just, she has never had an expression in her life. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that's her whole thing. And I just love her, like, I don't give a fuck. And sitting at, you know, the front of the barrier of that Dom Dahl show, I think that's where they were at that time, just smoking this blunt. So, like, I mean, I guess who cares, right? You're allowed to, like, have it. It's California. It's no big deal. Basically blowing the smoke in Taylor's face, in Travis's face, in security guard's face. Just, like, it's her world. You know what I mean? And I was dying. I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Like, she does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And Taylor's probably like, yeah, puff that smoke up higher because I can't smoke it myself.
He's like,
literally. Same as, like, when they were at the club after the Super Bowl. Everybody was smoking weed, like, right next to them. I was, like, basically blowing it in their face. I'm like, yes,
it's so
shotgun
lame.
That smoke,
like,
girl. Get it.
Yeah, let them smoke weed.
Let them smoke weed.
Let Travis Kelce smoke weed. Let Taylor Swift smoke weed. Like, I'm sure
it's
Travis
crazy.
Kelce gets drug tested and shit, so that sucks. But, like,
true. Do you think he gets drug tested, like, off season? I'm sure not. Do they have time off? Like,
maybe,
you know.
Maybe not, actually. But I don't know if they do off-season drug testing or not.
Right. I have no idea. And also, like, he won a bunch of Super... He's great. You know what I mean? Like, if he's going to smoke weed, he's going to smoke weed. I don't know.
Yeah,
weed to me is never bad.
Neither of them don't. So,
right.
Like... I don't know. If I saw Taylor Swift hit a joint or, like, a blunt or anything, I would actually be so happy. Like, I would lose my mind of happiness.
Same. I'd probably wallpaper my walls with it. Yeah, right. I'd probably wallpaper my walls with the photo if I saw, like, if she, like, just hit it. It would be my new wallpaper for sure. Like, it would just
she would need to, like, release her own strain.
It'd be incredible. No, completely. Imagine how the weed world would explode if Taylor Swift got involved. Like, it would be nuts. Oh, yeah. Wait, you know what? Speaking of things that are trying to get involved, I want to circle back to her. I think that's pretty much it with Coachella. It was just, she was wearing a Halara skirt, which is so fucking funny to me.
I feel like people get upset at celebrities, like, either when they wear an outfit that's so fucking expensive and they're like, oh my God, this person's so out of touch with reality. Like, why are they spending so much money on this, like, short, this skirt, this shorts, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when a celebrity wears, like, a normal price thing, they're like, ugh, like, fast fashion. Like, I can't believe she would wear this.
Are people pissed at her for wearing fast fashion? I was about to stand up. I fucking love Halara, and I've said it before, because I got by something on TikTok like a year ago, and I didn't, and I, you know, oh, the dress that everybody fucking bought. I bought the dress. It was like the Halara dress.
Oh, yeah, like the workout dress?
Yeah, with the built-in shorts and whatever the fuck. Yeah. I bought a bunch, and I bought a skirt, and I bought a dress. I own a lot of things that are Halara now, and I was very much keeping it to myself when I first, like, had it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I got this, I don't know, some, like, random website online, and then finally I had to be like, fine, it's Halara. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. This shit is cute, and it's, like, kind of good, and it's, like, functional for these things. And so I bought the skirt that she has. I also have, and I have it in, a plaid color as well with, like, the fake garter, and I've worn it to the club, and people love it. And it's, like, for shit like that, like, I'm not wearing nice clothes out to a place where I'm probably going to get spilled on and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, why would she ever wear... The fact that she even wore that, like, Stella McCartney, crossbody is like, oh, wow, you're going to get shit all over that. But, you know, she's a billionaire. She'll buy a new one. But it's like, you wear your shitty things. You wear your cheap, fast fashion Amazon finds. Like, that's what you wear to a place like Coachella, because it's going to get fucked up whether you want it to or not. Like, however careful you are, whatever. And it's a skirt. It has the cute little guard. I mean, no, I was thrilled. I was thrilled to see her wearing Halara, because it's just
cute.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but
like,
if anything, it just makes her more relatable, I feel like.
Completely, completely. Yeah. I am not bothered by maybe this is controversial and maybe people will hate this, but I'm not so bothered by fast fashion. I'm just like, especially for trend stuff. If it's a trend thing, I'm getting one thing and it's going in the trash and it's probably made of shitty material anyway. Like, you know, I'm not putting stock in, like, I know what I'm getting. I'm never like thinking like, wow, I'm going to have a piece. It's going to last me forever. It's like, no, I'm going to the club 1 week. You know, I go to the club 4 times a year. And I'm going to buy a skirt for one of them, and it's going to be ripped to shreds by the time I leave. And I know what I paid for. It's $34. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, get over it.
Yeah. Not everyone can afford, like, super nice shit. So, like,
of course
it makes
not.
Sense. Like,
no.
As far as I know,
Halara is not problematic, or are they?
I don't know the tea on that.
No, they're not Shein.
No, I know. But I think they're, like, maybe similar vibe.
Not much better. Well,
yeah.
Sorry for pumping it up so hard, but I'm sorry. I look fly in their clothes. They fit my body.
And that's not your problem.
And that's not my problem. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
So I thought it was hilarious that she was wearing that skirt. And
Sabrina and Barry.
Oh, so cute. Oh, Sabrina with the little wave to him when she was doing her
God,
set.
God, they're so cute.
What do we think of Barry's outfit?
Awful.
So bad.
Okay.
I feel bad because I like Barry. Yeah,
because I love Barry, and he's so Irish. Like,
he's
so
Irish.
European.
He has no idea. He has no idea.
Yeah.
Has he been to Coachella before?
I don't know.
We're acting like he's brand new to, like, the world. But
I feel like Burberry, what he wears. He wears, like, Burberry, like, Stone Island. Like,
he
wears the very quintessential European streetwear, I guess. Yeah,
completely.
So. I wasn't shocked to see it, but I was like, that's a lot of Burberry for one guy.
It's a lot of Burberry. The scarf around his face, like, in addition. Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of Burberry.
Yeah.
You know what, though? He looked cute. He and Sabrina look cute. But then also, I feel like they both are kind of like whatever, because Sabrina later, they go out and they're in the pit, and Sabrina's just wearing glasses. She's wearing glasses in the pit. Everybody's so cash once they're done performing and stuff, I guess. So
I feel like low-key, if I was a performer at Coachella, I would, like, do that too. Like,
yeah,
wear something
just
casual.
Be like, oh,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, I'm just so tired.
I'm so tired from my set. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't relate. Like, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah,
I just couldn't even put on a real outfit.
I was working late because
I'm a singer. Song's so fucking good.
So good. I can't stop listening to it. Espresso, for those who aren't up on the latest Sabrina Carpenter. So good. Really cute video, too. We didn't really get to talk about it after
it
came out.
Everyone was calling them, like, mini Tavis. They're like,
Polly Pocket
Tavis. Yeah, Polly Pocket Tavis.
Polly Pocket Tavis is my fucking favorite thing. Because it was
funny.
True. It was like Travis, Taylor, Barry, Sabrina, like, all lined up. Did you see the thing that was like, they look like
Russian dolls?
It's hilarious. It's just
so
it's perfect
funny.
And so accurate. But back to things in Taylor's real world, and of course the very important week that we have going on right now. Coachella was fun, good times, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Now it's time to head home. Now it's time to get down to business. We've got the Target exclusive Ghost vinyl, which I bought. I fucking bought it, G. I bought it.
Ghost vinyl? And I'm not judging you at all because you know what? That's what you got to do.
Ghost vinyl? It's see-through. That's amazing. That's so cool. It's too cool. So unfortunately, I had to buy it. And it was Target. Something about it being Target like made me – and this is also what I'm noticing. I was going to bring it up a minute ago and lead into this conversation. Another thing that is going on right now with Taylor, I don't know if you saw this. If you go onto her Instagram and you swipe up all the way, it's like a ploy to get you into Threads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so it
definitely
seems like whatever the partnerships are this time around, it's a lot of tech partnerships, big Apple deal, I'm sure. This Apple deal is massive. And whatever's going on with Facebook and Threads and Instagram, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We've got, what's the last thing I was just saying a second ago?
Target.
And no merch drops, no nothing. So I'm wondering.
No, not yet.
I'm wondering if there's bad blood right now with UMG. No joke, because of the TikTok thing as well. She's got her music back on TikTok. I'm wondering if like she's avoiding people buying things through UMG, because even the like signed exclusive stuff, isn't that all through Target?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong in that.
Let me look at what we said.
I know the exclusive CDs are all through Target, but I don't know if the signed stuff is through Target or not. So everything I'm saying right now might be stupid, but
I'm trying to look and see. Oh my God, there's blah, 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 Taylor, Coachella. There's just so many videos of them. I can't.
There's so many videos. Oh, another thing that's going on right now is people
Taylor Swift store. It was Taylor Swift store.
Oh, the signed stuff was Taylor Swift store. Okay. Then forget what I said. But I do find it interesting that we're not getting, there's no merch, there's no, like, nothing, you know, whatever. I feel like maybe we see some of that stuff.
Maybe it'll drop, like, with the album.
True, it could. But along with, wait. So people also, with the sign stuff, people are convinced that Taylor is not, like, that they're fake or something like that. But you know, like she's not signing 90,000 copies or whatever, but she does in fact do that. She does it every time. She's notorious for it. People say, I don't have a, well, I have a signed thing, but it was like gifted to me. I didn't buy it directly. And so, but people say with the signed stuff that there, you know, sometimes there's cat hair in there. Sometimes her hair's in there. Sometimes there's wine spilled. Sometimes the ink is smudged. Sometimes she writes like other little silly notes on the booklets. Right. You know, so and then she does all these fucking things. So if anybody's wondering, like, where has Taylor been? Sounds like she's been in her house in L.A. autographing 90,000 copies of her new album. That's what it sounds like to me.
I saw so many tweets, and even I doubted it, too. I was like, 90,000 CDs? There's no fucking way she signs all them.
It's a lot.
But people had the receipts. They pulled out – they have receipts from the Lover album.
Yep.
And from one of the re-releases. I think it was Red re-release.
Red re-release. Yeah, she did Red, Red re-release. And she also – Lover and Folklore. I was seeing a lot of people – because I guess Joe was also – Joe was also, like, autographing inside the Folklore ones. Doing autographing WB and stuff.
Oh, I know. Okay, Cloud Chaser.
I know, right? She probably was like, "Babe, it'll be so cute if you do it."
And yeah, he was like, oh, he probably was like, "Can
don't
I
make me
sign."
Like, that's what he says.
I put my name's on there too.
Yeah. right.
Yeah, that's I really did not believe the 90,000 CDs, but now I definitely do after seeing the receipts. And apparently they sold out in like 9 minutes or something fucking crazy like that.
Of course,
like,
no. They were long gone before I even logged onto the internet. Like I woke up and my eyes are open and they were gone, you know?
Yeah.
So forget it.
Yeah, so absolutely whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't in the cards for us. That's fine. Maybe one day I'll catch it on eBay or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not so pressed about that though. I feel like I have my autograph already. I don't, you know, how many autographs do I need?
That's true. I have my Folklore one. So
yeah, one
that's
is
all
wonderful.
You can ask for.
No need for us to be more greedy than that. The good news about the Ghost vinyl is that we did get to see a little snippet.
Yeah,
Aaron Dessner.
Read my mind.
Yep, Aaron Dessner confirmed.
Woo-hoo!
Just. Rejoice.
We're gonna cry.
Huzzah.
We're gonna cry.
Huzzah.
We're gonna cry.
Is that not the best fucking news we've ever heard? Like, yes. I think we all knew that he was gonna be involved. Like, there was no way that he wasn't gonna be involved. I also think that he, like, he was somewhere recently with her that we were like, he's obviously working on this. Like, I think he... The rumors were swirling, but they were swirling for a reason. I just can't remember exactly why.
Yeah.
But this confirmation just makes it all the better. You know what I mean? Like, this is just wonderful that we do have Jack. So we'll have, you know, a lot of opportunity for his feel of things. But mm-hmm. then we have Aaron as well, who obviously was one of the masterminds behind Folklore and Evermore. And I just, oh my God. Like, that's.
I have chills.
That's
I
the best news.
Seriously,
the best news.
Can't. It just. I cannot wait to hear how she brings the two of them together because I feel like they do have such different. Have they worked together on any of her other albums?
They worked together on Folklore, but I don't know if they worked like together or if they were. Because remember in Long Pond Sessions, which is Gia, by the way, I think
right.
This is what I think we should do, okay? On Thursday when you come over. We have to figure out a time because it's not till midnight. So I think, and I have maybe some special treats I've ordered for us, which is exciting.
Ooh.
And so I'm thinking like dessert time of night, like come over, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then I think leading up to midnight, we should watch the Long Pond Sessions because I do feel that this is going to be an important part of, for some reason, I feel like it'll be important because it'll all be talking about Folklore. It's only Folklore, I think, that they talk about. And so, which is fantastic. And I also think it'll give us a sense of, like, what's to come working with Aaron and working with Jack. Because they, like, again, were both there, both talking. But as they were talking about the different songs, like, you know, she's off in the one corner talking about one song with just Jack. And then she's over here talking about one song with just Aaron. But sometimes they were all in collective conversation.
Right.
So I think that, like, I'm dying to get a refresher on that dynamic. And I think it will, you know, maybe provide us some clues as to what to expect for Talking
Right.
Pots.
I totally forgot about the Long Pond Sessions. Duh.
Yeah,
I mean,
have to watch. I think so. If, for those who don't know, Long Pond Sessions is on Disney Plus. Yeah, Disney Plus. Must watch more than any of the like tour videos, I think, because Long Pond Sessions, she goes so in depth. I'm sure if you're like a major Swiftie, you've already seen it and you can ignore what we're saying. But. She goes so far in depth with all of the songs, the reasoning behind it. And again, especially now watching it and I see clips and stuff in retrospect and I'm kind of like, interesting. Like, it's her making up these stories, but you can tell that there's like passion behind her thoughts and words and feelings that are kind of like, this is more real than it lets on. So,
the way that she sings songs on in the Long Pond studio, she sings the songs a little differently each time.
Yep.
And you can tell which songs, like, she has that passion because you get to, you in the Long Pond Sessions, you get to watch her sing them live too. And yeah, it's just, I think it gives a complete different feel to the album. I think it gives it more of like a I don't want to say existential, but like whimsicalness.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it makes it seem
eerie. I don't even know how
to. Yes, it makes it seem more like it's you're pulled more into the world because they're at the place where they recorded it and wrote a lot of it, and you know, it's in the woods up in upstate New York.
Yes,
it's very like, yeah, you feel like you're entering the world in which this was created versus like it just being presented to you as an album. It's very, very cool. I wish you would do it for every album, to be honest, but like, it's just, it's fantastic. So yes, Aaron Dessner will be on it.
Woo-hoo,
oh my God, Jay.
That made me so
me
freaking
too.
Excited.
Me too. I have no words, really. I have no words. And of course, alongside the Ghost album, hold on, I'm going so I can read it exactly. The Ghost album, we got a quote, a lyric. I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all.
The tea.
What could it be?
And
what
then everyone was doing the parallels with, what song was it?
Call It What You
I
Want.
I recall late December, holding my breath slowly, I say.
It says, yep. Holding my breath slowly, you say.
You don't need to save me, but will you run away with me?
Ray with me.
Yeah. What is it? Call It What You Want. Call It What You Want.
I said it. Yeah. Sorry. Call It What You Want. Yes.
Yeah. So that's so sad. Like, I recall late December, and now it's like I want to unrecall. Wait, what's the line? I want to.
I want to unrecall when we thought we'd have it all. I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all.
So damn.
Unrecall. You know.
She doesn't want to recall anymore.
She's done recalling. She's done with her memories, okay? She's about to turn that shit off. She
unrecall? I didn't even know that was a word.
I don't think that it is.
Honest.
I was just gonna say I don't think it's the words, but I think that's how direct it is. I think I recall late November. Like, I think this is about to be like, I unrecall. I wish I could unrecall because late all November. I'm remembering, all I'm doing is recalling, and I don't want to keep recalling. I'm sick of recalling. That's what she says. Maybe that should be a title of a song. I'm sick of recalling.
We're done recalling.
Done recalling. Just absolutely done. I also feel like she uses the word recall a lot, and I didn't actually do a deep dive on that, or maybe the idea of recollection and whatever. She obviously talks about, you know, remembering things back to December, like all, you know, everything is all about remembering. But I just feel like the word recall comes up often, and maybe I'm wrong in this, but I gotta look it up.
I mean, I feel like we definitely, like, with these, especially with this lyrics given to us, like, we now definitely have a concrete knowledge of what, like, the lyricism and vibe is going to be. But
totally.
We're still a little bit confused on maybe the sound.
Yes. And I think it is going to be a good mix. Like, and people were worried about Jack Antonoff, you know, obviously getting top billing producer-wise. But again, remember, he was on Folklore too. So what's no need to worry. No need to fret. We're not going to – I don't believe we're getting like a 1989 or something like that. But I do think that Red Album – I still think Red Album might have a little bit of sprinkles, you know what I mean, of Red Album, which I'm not upset about. I think that Red Album is fantastic, especially the vault tracks. We know we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point. But whatever we're going to get is going to be perfection. And I can't believe it. I can't believe it's here.
At this point, I don't give a fuck. Like, she could literally give me a piece of poop and I'd be like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. Like, I love it so much.
Same. Like, this is the only perfect. Thing, thank you, queen.
The only thing I'm nervous about is having that initial reaction like I did with Midnight's.
True.
With this album.
Because we'll have to prepare. Yeah. We'll have to prepare ourselves because, listen, and we know this. We'll be listening. We'll be seeing. And our first initial reactions, we just have to, I think this album will be a lot of focusing on the lyrics at first, because the lyrics will make us like the sound regardless of what it sounds like. Like, I'm not even worried about the sound. I'm ready to, like, read a book. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to, I was thinking about this for when you come over, like, should we have, like, we're going to play it on the TV for sure, like, so we can hear the sound through the TV, but then, like, do we have the laptop open for the lyrics so we can read along? Like, we got to do that, right? Like, I feel like that will be the most important part of the whole thing.
No, totally. We need the lyrics. But what I'm concerned about is, do you think the lyrics will be available when the album
drops?
I'm so
curious. I'm sure they'll be on Spotify. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you play them in the song, I'm sure, like, maybe it'll take a couple days. I don't know. But I feel like she would have them loaded up by now. Like, she's got these lyrics on lock. Who knows?
Right.
But yeah, a message to the haters and the freaks and whatever. This is our week, okay? This is our fucking week. We've been waiting patiently. Taylor has had time off, and so we've been respecting her time, respecting her privacy. She's been gallivanting all over the place. She hasn't really been in the news. People are up in arms because she's at Coachella, and that's all anybody wants to talk about. And that's fine. Get used to it, buddy, because it's Taylor Swift week. Taylor Swift week, and it's time.
Facts.
A quick shout out to Miss Peaches and her new Folklore sweater. Cutest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
So freaking cute. Oh my God. I can't. So where'd she even get that freaking sweater?
They're on Etsy. I almost got one. I have a confession. I already told Dave, but he didn't answer my text. Well, he sent me the picture of the sweater, and then he has a t-shirt of his own as well, which I won't spoil. But he sent them to me, no context. Just sent it. I said, oh my God, that sweater is so cute. And then, you know, nothing. I think he's not mad, but he's like pretending to be mad, I think. Or whatever his vibe is. I don't know what his vibe is. Anyway.
Wait, you almost bought the dog sweater?
Yes. Because I was like, I'm going to buy Miss Peaches some stuff from us for this week. And I ended up not buying the sweater. And instead I bought an Eras Tour hoodie. And it was supposed to arrive like today or tomorrow. It's still May, but it keeps telling me that it's like delayed and whatever. So I'm worried that it's not going to show up. And so, you know, I wanted to like overnight it in time for release day. So we could be like, we love Miss Peaches. Here's her thing. But now she has her Folklore sweater. So it's like, you know, how much merch does a girl need? But it sounds she needs more merch. So when it gets here, we'll just send it to her. It's from Etsy, though. Etsy has so many cute little dog clothes for Swifties. So if you have a dog that's a Swiftie as well, go to Etsy and see, like, Taylor Swift.
If you have a dog that's a Swiftie.
Yes, if your dog is a Swiftie. There's plenty of merch on Etsy. It is, like, very fucking cute, though. Like, it's so, like, it's a little short sleeve hoodie with, like, the full graphic on the back. It's adorable.
Oh my God, like, I need to get those.
And
for
it's
my
pink.
Dogs.
It's like a light pink. You have to. Yeah, there's a million colors, so many different kinds. The Folklore sweater, though, is so fucking cute. Like, I can't.
Like,
can't
I want that.
No, same. I want to be cozy in it. I'm gonna buy the XXL dog version and just, like, wear it.
Like, why are you in a tube?
Because she won't remake the real one, so we have to buy the dog one.
I thought that you were going to shout out Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Huge shout out to them, too. I saw that a little late. For some reason, people were like, I don't know what I was doing. I was distracted, so I didn't quite get what people were saying to me. They're like, oh, Ryan Gosling, I'm just Ken, like, All Too Well. I was like, what? I was like, people are messed up. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, he said he liked All Too Well in that interview with Emily Blunt. And I just kind of, like, moved past it. I thought people were, like, combining stories. Turns out Ryan Gosling did, for his monologue, an All Too Well, set to the tune of All Too Well, but it was, like, Ken, like, I miss Ken or something like that. And it was fucking hilarious, of course. Emily Blunt came out. You know, they're starring in a movie together, Fall Guy or whatever. Really, really funny. And Ryan Gosling is perfection. He's so perfect.
I think he has, especially after that, he has really just cemented himself as an icon and a legend and just, like, a well-beloved celebrity because he just crushes everything he does.
He's so funny.
Yeah. And Emily Blunt was fabulous. I also did not realize she could sing.
Oh, yeah. She's Mary Poppins.
Duh.
And then also, oh my God. What else? I feel like she's done something, like, more serious where she sang, like a singing movie besides that. Let me look.
Oh, I don't know.
Emily
But she
Blunt.
Was so fabulous. People are also saying,
full of sugar,
they're like,
it's the medicine, go down. That's just me.
They're like, is All Too Well the new Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh my God, is it? Could you imagine?
I don't know. I don't know if it has that.
Oh, Into the Woods. Into the Woods. Yeah. Into the Woods.
She was the baker's wife, right? She was James Corden's wife.
Yes.
Horrible job to have.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, she was in that. She's been in, she's a singer for sure, obviously.
Okay,
so funny. Ryan Gosling is just, he's perfection. And that's the way you make a Taylor Swift joke. Again, like, we just keep having to bring it home. Like, you can joke about Taylor Swift and then do this. All right, Jay, I think that we have a little, we have a questionable horizon ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? We have this album coming out. We know that we're going to be crying. We know that we're going to need possibly a little help. We might get thrown into a depression. Fair warning about this album coming up. You never know how it's going to make you feel. Thankfully, the people at BetterHelp have us, though. They have our back. They always have our back. Taylor Wash is sponsored by BetterHelp, and we love that. We love them. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. We know that, G, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And that is literally what's happening right now. Like, I suddenly have plans all over the place, and I'm thrilled about it. I want to have plans. But again, it's sometimes hard to pull yourself out. You know what I mean? So if you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. You can do it entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'm sure you've heard about BetterHelp a million times by now, not just from us, but from other people, because it really, really is a super effective way to at least dip your toe into therapy if you're thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to ignore these feelings. You don't want to, you know, there's no reason for you to be hanging out alone. You can always talk to somebody, and BetterHelp makes it very, very easy for you. You can fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. You don't have to get caught up with one person. If you guys don't click, you can just move on to another one. So it's no big deal at all. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorWatch today to get 10% off your first month, which is a nice chunk of change, especially for BetterHelp. BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/TaylorWatch for 10% off. And listen, you might want to set this up in advance, okay? Go ahead, fill out the questionnaire, find your therapist, because you never know who you're going to need to talk to on Friday morning after this album drop. So
yeah, when the past trauma gets relived, you're going to want a BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm. Keep your head on a swivel and get yourself to BetterHelp. Wait, question for you.
Oh.
And I don't want to rile up the Swifties.
Uh-oh.
But I'm curious about how we're supposed to move forward here. Have we heard Drake's diss track against Kendrick Lamar?
Okay, yes.
His line that's like making fun of him for like being a sellout, basically, is I think the undertone. But it's like, gotta get a verse for the Swifties, like making fun. I know he's making fun of Kendrick. I know. And I get it. However, Drake would literally bend over backwards to have been on Bad Blood, and let's not pretend like he wouldn't have been. Like, Drake would Drake, like, post Taylor Swift on the regular, try to get her attention, and she doesn't, like, she wrote one song with his name in it, and since then, he's been like, oh my God, let me gargle your balls, Taylor Swift. Like, it's crazy.
They were in a commercial together, so I was like, I don't, right. Like, you guys did maybe one of the most cringe commercials together.
Easily.
How is... So I don't know.
It was Jumpman, and then it was Bad Blood. He was singing to Bad Blood in that commercial. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean,
so
I don't know.
What are you doing, Drake?
I think he's obviously just like trying to take a, or like using an example.
For sure.
And I mean, Kendrick really went after him, so like he probably has to like get.
Can I be real? I didn't hear Kendrick's side of things. I only heard Drake's, and I was like, this sounds good, I like it. And then I didn't have the energy to go back and listen to Kendrick. Although I like Kendrick as well.
Yeah, I can't really keep up with the rap beef. All I know is that Rick Ross said that Drake got a nose job, and Drake said, no, I didn't.
I saw that too. His mom texted him and was like, I heard you got a nose job. He's like, no, mama, I didn't. No, but his line about Rick Ross was hilarious, being like, he's doing proms for money. So like, fucking really funny. But yeah,
there's no doubt that Drake would have done a collab with Taylor Swift.
Definitely.
At any point in either of their career.
Right now he would do it. If Taylor called him right now, he'd be like, absolutely, queen. Like, praise be, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Doesn't he have a lyric about Taylor Swift or no?
He might somewhere, but her lyric about him is the, I forgot that you existed, in my feelings more than
Taylor
Drake,
Swift,
so,
the only that I ever rated. Only one could make me drop the album just a little later. Rest of y'all, I treat you like you never made it.
For sure. So he's respect. Yeah. So I guess he's just poking fun at Kendrick, but we, you know.
It is a little hypocritical.
I think Drake wins the battle, but I have to listen to Kendrick's, but I still think Drake wins the battle based on public perception and whatever. However, you know, we still love Kendrick. We love his verse on Bad Blood. So
obviously,
never forget. You gotta live with the bad blood now. I like it. Gets me hype. So that's that. That's that for him. I think that's all I had to say about that. But it popped up on my radar this weekend.
Yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was something about Coachella that I wanted to talk about, but
that's what I want to talk about. Backwards hat, bleachers, ice spice. What?
I really am curious. Do you think that they rolled, like, took Molly?
Oh my God! So I want to say yes, based on like
no.
how it is, but I feel like no, because I do think that Taylor. Again, she's so famous. I think about myself.
Yes.
The only reason I say this, I think about myself. In that setting, I would only feel comfortable drinking, I think. Because drinking is something I'm familiar with. I know just how much to have, really. I know how I'm going to act when I'm drunk. Like, it's easy to predict
100%.
The situation.
And if you're too drunk, like, it's not the end of the world. Like,
right.
You can just have a water and throw up and we'll take you home. Like,
exactly.
If you're, like, rolling sack at Coachella, like...
Yeah.
People will notice.
People
and, like,
will notice.
Really...
They'll see your jaw going. They'll see it all happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will know. And also, you can't just, like, shut that off. Like, you can't. Not that you can shut off being drunk, but you can, like, go home and go to sleep. You have to leave the fucking perimeter. I thought the same thing about, like, edibles. I was like, maybe they took an edible and they went. Mm. But I don't know if I would trust taking an edible, being that famous, and getting in the pit. I mean, there was thousands of cell phones were on them. You know what I'm saying?
Kelly, that's exactly what I was going to say. Imagine, like tripping, rolling, whatever, like smoking, and all those cameras are in your face.
No way.
People are coming up to you,
flash
saying hi
on.
To you. Oh my God, it would be an absolute nightmare situation.
Couldn't
like
do
you
it.
Would like I can't even imagine the tweak that you would have.
Yeah.
So that I now that drinking, honestly, like if I was a celebrity, that would be the only thing I'd be able to do when I'm in public. Like even smoking, I'd be like, like I wouldn't even be able to say hi.
I won't even leave my house right now after smoking weed. Like I won't take an edible. I'll maybe take like a, if I'm already fucked up, like drunk, I'll maybe take an edible and then I know that that's like my symbol. I'm going home soon. Like I'll wait till I feel high and then I'll get the hell out of here. But that's really the extent of it. Like I don't really like to smoke and go out. Like that's just not my vibe. But I think really of myself. Yeah. If like, if I'm at the club or I'm at the bar or whatever, like I'm only drinking because I know that it's just, it feels more controlled. Maybe I'm just more comfortable that way. Like I'm sure people that don't drink and only smoke weed would be like, oh yeah, I'd be fine smoking weed, but I could never like get drunk in that setting. Like who knows? But different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I feel agreed. I feel no fucking way would they have been on like harder drugs than that. Do I think that they have been on harder drugs in their life? Yes, absolutely. I think that Taylor has definitely like rolled face maybe at her house, you know, for 4th of July. Like maybe those fucking infamous I'm dying to go to that 4th of July party. Like I just want to go so bad. I bring it up all the time, but I bet they have like the best fucking time at that party. Like what's more fun than a little bit of Molly water in the sunshine? Like jump in the ocean. God damn. That's the best time. That's the best 4th of July.
I just can't ever picture. I don't know. Maybe I've always had a picture of her as like not a straight edge, but like
same though.
I don't know.
Like
I
not
just,
willing
I can't
to risk,
her.
Not willing to risk drugs. Like for example, but yeah. I think there are drugs like you can risk smoking weed. You can risk having a little bit of Molly. You don't want to really risk cocaine right now. Like that, no. You know, if you want to maybe die, have some cocaine off the street. But and of course she's so famous, she'd get like the best cocaine ever. But I just don't think like she doesn't strike me as a coke girl at all.
No.
How annoying!
Not really.
Like coke also makes you so annoying. Like. Just
yeah,
the worst,
no,
you know?
I can't, and especially with like her, like she needs to be, like at tip top health and shape,
totally.
Whatever. Like I feel like she can't fuck that up with like drug use. I don't know.
That's what, maybe she's like me, quarterly at this point. We got one big outing, we'll do some drugs, and then we
Hell
go
yeah.
home. We're hungover
like
for
that.
A week, and then we wait until the next time.
That's hilarious. Probably I could see that.
Listen, well, you know, we're the same age. She's a year older than me. I know whether she wants to admit it or not. I know those hangovers are hitting her hard. She can't.
Totally.
She can't fool me. She doesn't drink. She doesn't drink during the tour or whatever. And I know it's so she can perform. But I also know deep down it's because the hangover. She can't risk a hangover. Because you can't imagine doing the
Eras
tour.
Oh my God! Imagine being
hungover.
Dude, no.
In what world?
I can't even like walk to the bodega when I'm hungover.
Literally, no. I can barely get out of my bed. I can barely walk to the fridge and get a Gatorade. Like, no.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Insane.
Exactly.
Absolutely insane. But all right, so I think that about wraps up the weekend with Taylor at Coachella and all of the impending, you know, excitement we have on the horizon.
Yeah.
You'll be back for Wednesday. We'll be back here to record for our Thursday episode. Everybody can call and leave your voicemails, predictions, what we think is going to happen.
Yes.
347-450-0723. We could sing.
347-450-0723.
Perfect. And so call in, text that number if you want as well, because like we were saying last week, we play the voicemails. We usually only play about 3 or 4 voicemails, but then if you text, we have more time for that as well, or message the Taylor Watch Instagram. But yeah, I think this is about to be a massive, massive week.
Oh my God. Everyone
something
just
look forward to.
Batten down the hatches.
Yep.
Get fucking ready.
Woo!
Put on your Swiftie gear. Listen to all the albums.
Woo, woo, woo.
Well, I don't know. Drink some purple gin.
We got that rosé, by the way. That Gaslighter rosé arrived. We'll drink that.
We'll drink that for sure. Get your wine glasses ready. Get your tissues ready.
Get
it's
your tissues
fucking
ready.
Tortured Poets Department week.
Woo!
Let's fucking go!
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Poets, Snaps. Poets,
Snaps
poets.
For the poets, yes.
We got to find our hats somewhere. Nah, they're probably in the garbage. I think I threw mine straight in the garbage. Very exciting, very exciting. But all right, we will see you guys on Thursday.
Slay.